Trina Robbins is a retired cartoonist with an interest in the accomplishments of women. She's written books about women cartoonists, the great women superheroes, and now Women Who Kill. Tender Murderers is the name of her new book, a fun-filled account of the crimes of 20 murderous women. She notes in the introduction that 85% of all murderers are men, but the remaining 15% include some of this country's most notorious killers. My vote for the scariest serial killer in this little collection is a woman named Belle Gunness. Trina Robbins gives her the tabloid tag, The Ogress of Indiana, because she set up shop in the small Hoosier town of LaPorte.
The first thing she did was marry this guy. They owned a confectionery store, which didn't do well, so it burned down, and it had been insured. They owned a series of houses, which burned down, and they had all been insured. And then hubby dies suddenly, and he had also been insured. So she collects on all of this money and starts these ads for husbands in the Scandinavian newspapers. She tells them to sell everything they have and bring cash, because this is to prove that they're not pikers who are after her money.
Maybe you could read from the letter on page 44.
Ah, yes, this is a letter that she wrote to one of her suitors. My dear, do not say anything about coming here. Now sell all that you can get cash for, and if you have much left, you can easily bring it with you, whereas we will soon sell it here and get a good price for everything. So, of course, they liquidate their possessions and bring the cash to Belle Gunness, who puts it in her bank account, and the next day they've disappeared.
What did Belle Gunness actually do with all these men who arrived with $1,000 and then conveniently vanished?
Well, she poisoned them with strychnine and arsenic and buried them in the backyard, but not all of them. Some of them she fed to the hogs.
Did she swing for her crime, so to speak?
She disappeared. She tried to stage her own death. She burned the house down, and she was never found.
One of the souvenirs of Belle Gunness's life is the Ballad of Belle Gunness.
Yes, it's a great one. You know, these days when a person becomes notorious, they do TV specials on them, right? In those pre-TV days, they wrote ballads, and here it is. Shall I read it?
Please.
Belle Gunness was a lady fair in Indiana State. She weighed about 300 pounds, and that is quite some weight. That she was stronger than a man, her neighbors all did own. She butchered hogs right easily and did it all alone. But hogs were just a sideline she indulged in now and then. Her favorite occupation was a butchering of men. There's red upon the Hoosier moon, for Belle was strong and full of doom. And think of all those Norska men who'll never see St. Paul again.
It takes my breath away, I have to say. You include in this book women who killed for love and money, and there's a section on gun malls and bandit queens, which includes Bonnie Parker of Bonnie and Clyde fame. You have fabled femme fatale, notably Lizzie Borden. You seem to suggest that most of these women had at least a practical, if not a good reason for what they did. They didn't do it just for the love of shedding blood. Is this a gender thing, do you think?
I think it is a gender thing. Male serial killers, certainly, there's usually something sexual. They very often stalk their victims. The killing is usually connected with rape, both of male or female, and some form of torture. Women serial killers are almost all poisoners. They're very practical. They simply want the money. They poison the victims, take the money, bury the bodies neatly in the garden. Even non-serial killers, they might kill out of passion, but they don't kill for love of killing.
Now, you've also included four women who attempted but did not accomplish murder. What are they doing in this book?
I like them. They're fun. Maybe it's because they didn't really kill their victims, but somehow they're very funny. They're either a little loopy or they're incompetent. And that's the chapter I call Shoots Like a Girl.
Women Who Missed.
Yes, and has some of my favorite funny people in it, like Squeaky Frome. I mean, she's funny. She simply is very funny. And
Squeaky Frome attempted to kill President Ford, but
exactly,
failed.
Exactly. And Valerie Solana is another loopy one who shot Andy Warhol, but failed to kill him. She was always a little nutty. The scum society was something that she invented and of which she was the sole member. This was in the 60s. It stood for the Society for Cutting Up Men. She wrote the Scum Manifesto, which is some women consider a feminist masterpiece, and other people just consider really an amusing rant. You know, I do have to say that all of these are women I'd like to have lunch with at least once, but one I really wish that I could have met is Valerie Solanas.
Trina Robbins' new book is called Tender Murderers, Women Who Kill. She joined us from member station KQED in San Francisco. Trina, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.